For those of you who don't know, I'm Cliff Soppy, and I'm a lay speaker for United Methodist Church, and I'll be bringing the message a little bit. A couple of us are incognito today. You saw the youth came in earlier, and then I went earlier this week to the barber and asked for a haircut. And Kenzie says, "You want to look like Eric?" And I said, "No, leave a little bit up here on top." So. I didn't think I'd get applause on them. The other part of the incognito is that Nathan Barb is coming disguised as Don Grove this morning. And Don Grove, during the first service, has already been warned, asked, I should say, by Eric to make sure he turned off the cell phone. So I'm sure he did that for this service. Don Grove is going to be bringing a Gideon message this morning. And so, Don.
Mark Twain said the only way you can stop falling here is the floor. So the reason they're giving me a hard time about my cell phone is I attended your service that you had over at the Overlook last Sunday, and I was on the third row middle with my wife, and I really didn't think anybody would call me before sunrise. And it started singing. I have a ringtone on there that's singing, and Eric was really nice when he found out that it was a nursing home calling for a new patient, but he said that maybe it would have been more appropriate on Easter if I would have had Rise Again or In the Garden instead of Roger Miller's King of the Road. I was looking at those clowns, and I couldn't help but think about the two cannibals. One ate one clown, and he turned to the other one, and he said, "Does he taste funny to you?" My wife hates all my jokes, so I'm glad she's not here. I did have one other one here to kind of get your attention here. Lady died, went to heaven. She was standing out in front of the pearly gates, and she was kind of still in shock. And she saw St. Peter, and she said, "Am I in heaven yet?" He said, "Not yet." She said, "What do you mean?" He said, "We have to do one more thing." She said, "What's that?" He said, "You have to spell a word." And she went, "Oh, no, I'm terrible in spelling." He said, "Love." And she goes, "L-O-V-E." He said, "Come on in." So she walked in, and he said, "Listen, could you do me a favor? I got to run some errands." He said, "You kind of know the way it goes here." And he said, "Could you just kind of watch the place for me?" She said, "Sure." So she's standing there, and lo and behold, here came her ex-husband. And he was looking around. He was in shock, too, you know. And he said, am I in heaven?" She said, "Not yet." He goes, "Well, what do you mean?" She said, "Well, you have to spell a word." He said, "Oh, I was great in spelling. You know that." He goes, "What's the word?" She said, "Czechoslovakia." last week, my wife and I then went to the breakfast. And Teddy Gatliff was in charge. He thought it was a Bahamian breakfast. He had Bermuda shorts on. He was sweating, and he had grits. And so I think he really missed his calling. And I think if he gets a chance to move to Canada, he needs to consider something else. Because that biscuit that I ate, based on the consistency and the size and the color, I think he could manufacture hockey pucks. Now, when I attack people on eating, my wife always says, like Teddy's probably thinking, he'd like to say, "Hey, get your Baptist butt in here and do it yourself if you don't like it." This is Psalms 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Do you really believe that?